it's a double-sided thing, being one of the most gender equal countries in the world. On one hand, it's true that we have a very big female workforce, for example. We have really good daycare and elder care. So with a welfare society as the Danish society, of course, it affects gender equality very positively. On the other side, having this brand as one of the most gender equal countries is sometimes also a thing that would set us back, because we like this brand. So people who like us, old talents, for example, that we have gender-based violence, are often silenced because people like to have this brand internationally. And we also think of ourselves as very gender equal, and all indexes, international indexes, will confirm this.
So because Denmark really believed from itself that they were a very gender equal country, it was very hard to challenge this idea and to make people think otherwise.
Politicians will travel the world and say that we are so gender equal. So it's difficult, especially to get the politicians' ear on problems with gender equality, because that's a thing they keep confirming every time they are abroad. And we also, in the women's movement, of course, we're also proud of having a society with a lot of welfare that will enable women to be in the labor force and also be in the political debate. However, in leadership and in politics, Denmark is really lacking behind. Of course, we have a female prime minister, but if you see in the municipalities, 1 out of 10 mayors is a woman. Only 1/3 of the local politicians are women. In the boards of businesses, you have around 15% women represented only. So we are really challenged, both in terms of women in leadership, but also in the issues that you see right now on gender-based violence. Some has to do with women being in the labor force, actually, because once you are in the labor force, you're exposed to another type of gender-based violence or harassment, you can say. So what the Me Too movement is about right now is actually sexual harassment in the workplace. And you have the combination of women, a lot of women in the workforce, but very few women in leadership. So women also enter male-dominated, at least in leadership, workplaces. So men would set the rules for women in the working place. And that's why you also see this whole movement right now. I mean, in 17, mm-hmm. where you saw the wave in the rest of the world, we had only a few women who would speak up. And they were, you know, treated very badly in the media, for example. So women learned the lesson, don't mention these things. In the meantime, we have had a mobilization on consent-based rape legislation.
This law was put into effect on the 17th December of last year. But it's not the only law Denmark has pushed through because of the Me Too movement.
We also had a new legislation on psychological violence against women. These laws have been underway for a couple of years and have really mobilized women, actually. Also with the implementation of the Istanbul Convention. So it's been underway for a lot of years, and now women are going out in numbers because it's on top of this mobilization that has happened for the past few years. So 17 was too early for Denmark.